Welcome to Symptomatic Redness.
This is the second part of our conversation with Ben Allshire on poetry and politics.
Oh, we didn't even get to talk about whether artists should buy guns. Like,
yeah. Oh well, actually,
it's just over so fast.
that's a good question to end out on. So I'm going to ask you that: should artists buy guns and why? Go.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I think the left should arm itself because the right is sure as hell arming themselves. And if you think nonviolent tactics are gonna win with the heavily armed and well trained extreme right, then I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, one of the things I said cynically, and I have a background where I actually am trained in firearms, and I don't carry anymore, but I used to, and I know how to, and I can definitely get a gun. But one of the things that I used to talk to about people about this, that people would be fascinating, I used to tell leftists, like, if you're really worried, you should go in the military for a few years. And they look at me like I was insane. And I'm like, it's not pleasant. I'm not telling you, like, you should go and enjoy, like, shooting brown people. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm just saying, like, you got to get training somehow. Like, that's the Bolsheviks did it for real. So, you know, what do you expect? Like, particularly if you really believe there's going to be an insurgency. Because one of the things I have been worried about personally is when I see stuff like, I don't know, I'm not going to pick on any particular orgs, but I'll see them make big shows of carrying guns, but they're also clearly not trained. Like, the way they're carrying is just like, oh yeah, anyone who knows what you're doing just knows you don't really know what you're doing. And like, so it might scare or intimidate normies, I guess, but like the 3%ers aren't going to be even remotely, they know, I mean, you know, they know what they're doing. And yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, I remember thinking when there was all this fear about the alt-right, and I'm like, you know, the frog Nazis, yeah, they're annoying and dangerous, but they're not really that scary. 3%ers are scary because almost all of them have military training, and a lot of them have entered the police too. And
yeah, man, I read this thing, I forget cultural minister of Germany, I forget who exactly it was, but they advised Jews not to wear kippahs and yarmulkes anymore in Germany.
Yeah.
Because it's so dangerous, and because the violence against Jews is going up. I think it's kind of like, you know, the time to joke around and talk about Gandhi in the 60s and stuff. It's just like, that time is past.
Well, one of the things I've always found interesting about that is the traditional purpose of fielding a protest was, I mean, it's been distorted by Gandhi. But even Gandhi actually depended on this, because Gandhi was the bet of Gandhi was, you can deal with me or you can deal with the All Indian People's Congress who will kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And the massive protests were always like, we can deal with this nonviolently, but this can easily turn into an insurgent army. That's what protesting used to mean. Like, we can field this number of bodies. Now, I realize that military technology makes that less relevant. I mean, I get that. But I think people miss that. And in the 60s, that was true, too. Like, I don't think Martin Luther King would have worked.
The Black Panthers.
Right. I mean, but the funny thing about the Black Panthers is they didn't kill anybody. Like,
yeah.
I mean, arguably, maybe one of them did, if you believe certain things. But it was really remarkable. Their body count was, like, at most
one.
But they scared the shit out of people. Like, when you read COINTELPRO stuff, and I've done a little bit of this, the only group that they were really brutal with was the Panthers. Like, they messed with all the leftist groups, but it was mostly just publicizing internal debates and encouraging splits and, like, basically accelerating things that were already happening. With the Panthers, they were literally, like, trucking arms to them to monitor the arms so they'd have an excuse to go in and, like, shoot them down. And that was almost unique. And so, yeah, people need to study that a lot more. I mean, like, I always tell people, like, you know, you don't want a super violent bloody revolution, but you got to be able to at least defend yourself. So, yeah, I don't disagree. Is that contentious? I feel like leftists in the general and like hard leftists and kind of like soft leftists are in very different places on that.
Yeah, I think it's almost I don't know, some kind, not pH test exactly between like liberal and leftist or something, but it'll definitely, the liberal tendencies of your friends will like pop right out or whatever,
mm-hmm.
whenever guns are mentioned. And I don't know. It's like, I grew up shooting guns. I don't own one and stuff, and I want one. I just, I'm kind of broke right now and stuff, but it's, I think of it in more of a, you know, I keep coming back to this term, like lumpen prole, and it's like, you know, someone like me, it's the reason I want it is like a self-defense, kind of get myself out of trouble, because I don't see like a, I don't see an organization yet that's capable of like kind of organizing itself in that way. If there was, I would join it, you know, but I'm not like Lenin or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. and maybe everybody's got a little Lenin inside or something, but you know, I have to admit that that's not, you know, my role in history is to not, I'm not going to be like a revolutionary leader or whatever. And, so I see it in more of kind of, in a self-protective kind of way. But it's interesting, that term too, lumpenprole, because it's like there is revolutionary potential there, mm-hmm. you know, like Marx seemed to think that there wasn't, but then like Mao did, like other people did. It's like, I think that there's potential there, you know, to organize at that kind of really sort of underclass level and everything. And yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it backfires, I guess. I like it can get ugly too, you know. Now I'm kind of doubting myself, saying that, like, well, I'm thinking of the Hell's Angels.
That's maybe an example,
concrete example,
yeah,
of what I'm saying, you know. Like, they have all these guns, it's like, it's a fucking disaster. Like, I don't know, man. I mean,
I think it really depends if they're integrated into something larger than that. I mean, like,
yeah,
it was sort of, I mean, I don't
to hear the complete discussion, please subscribe to our Patreon feed.